Okay, would you contrast the samatha transformation of the five hindrances with the vipassana approach of uprooting them? And is there an integration of the two? I mean, they really have to work together in the sense that, you know, one, in terms of a samatha practice, and you're trying to bring them into abeyance, settling them down. But that in itself is you're gaining a familiarity with how they work. You can't really bring them to tranquility without seeing them clearly and being able to let them go to a certain degree. The insight practice of really learning how to undermine and relinquish them completely, those are, one is it takes time, and say like skeptical doubt as a hindrance is completely relinquished with stream entry. The hindrance of sense desire and ill will would be completely relinquished with anagami or non-returning. And the hindrance of restlessness, and although it's probably pretty subtle by then, but still there's a rest that isn't really completely relinquished until arahantship, looking for something else. So these are the hindrances are, you know, you use them in helping to foster concentration and peaceful states of mind, but the more you investigate them and see them more clearly and work on the undermining, uprooting of them, then it forms an integrated part of the insight practice. But as I said, the full relinquishment of them, it's down the road a bit.